So tonight we have a dynamite lesson for you planned. And it is just that, what I said, a dynamite lesson. So we are going to get started right away. First off, I want to welcome everyone here tonight and let you know you are welcome, welcome, welcome. I know that many of you have had quite a day today, but it's time to unloose and unwind and give yourself a moment of therapy so that you can balance the day off, get back in a good place. And nobody like God. Amen. So we're going to get started right away with our lesson. Now, tonight's lesson, it's just entitled Bible study. And that's just what we're going to do. We're going to study some parts of the Bible tonight. And let me see. Let me put everything in order for you. Okay. Now, does anybody have any praise reports tonight? Anything that you'd like to share with the group tonight? If you do, let it come out. Amen. Well, I guess not. So we're going to keep moving. I want everyone to bow your heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Father, I want to thank you for all the people that are in earshot of your word, that are listening to your word, that will be obedient to your word and obtain righteousness. Cover their minds and cover their spirits, Lord. And I pray that this lesson will touch them somewhere in their hearts. We thank you for this word. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit of promise. We invite the Holy Spirit of promise into this meeting and into our lives, that your revealed knowledge will show us what you have for us, what you want us to do, and how you want us to do it. So, Father, we submit our spirits to you. And then, Father, we come to you in a submissive manner that we may hear your word, that we may obey your word, Father, and that it will make changes in our lives. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, tonight, I looked up a couple of keywords because there was some point in time I didn't realize what these words meant. But I want to read them to you. We're going to start tonight at Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. If you have your Bibles, it's time to meet me there at Romans 1 and 16. If you have the Rick H. Carter app, the Rick H. Carter Ministries app, which is found in the Google Play Store, the Apple Store, okay? You can find it on Roku, the Amazon Fire Stick. Pull it up. It's got a Bible in there. You can follow me. Now, in Romans 1 and 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, I've read this scripture a number of times, and when I was starting out, I wanted to know what it meant when it said faith to faith. That was one of the topics I wanted to discover tonight and to work on, okay? So we know that in Romans 1 and 16, Paul was the one that wrote this. And he wrote that he was not ashamed of the gospel, and he had not met the people that he was writing to. So this is what he wrote before he got to meet them. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," which means the good news about Christ. "For it is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jews first, and also the Gentiles." This gospel, the good news, tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from faith to faith. And what that means is, from start to finish by faith. The scripture says it is through faith that a righteous person has a life. So you got to know that when they say faith to faith, it's talking about when you first get started to where, you are now. That's from faith to faith. Amen. Now, I've got another one for you because, see, this is important. It's important because Paul was writing and he wanted the people in that church to know who he was. He had to introduce himself through a letter or through some letters. So he continued to write to them even when he was in prison. Amen. Okay. So we know that this act is accomplished from start to finish by faith. Now, our next scripture is we're going to cover a word called from glory to glory. This is very important because as you read these things, long time ago, I did not know what they meant. So as I studied, I learned it, but I see so many people reading about it, and I can look on the internet and find so many people asking, "What is this about? What does this mean?" And a lot of people have it wrong. But this is what I discovered in my writing, my research, and everything else is talking about your faith. Keep it going. Amen. Now, our next one is we're talking about glory to glory. Amen. Now, our scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Now, I'm using the King James Version on this one. Amen. So this is what it says. "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory." Okay? "Even as by the Spirit of the Lord." So now let's look a little bit deeper into that because I'm sure you want to know what that means when it says from glory to glory. So it says, "But we are with open face, beholding as in a glass." So that means we're looking at the mirror in ourselves, okay? At ourselves. And we're beholding who we are. But then it says, "The glory of the Lord." So we're also looking at the Lord too. Okay, we're looking at ourselves, then we're looking at the Lord, his image. Okay? And it says, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. So that means we are being transfigured into that same image, even as by the Spirit of God, or we are being transfigured into that image by the Spirit of God. Now, let's sum up what glory to glory means. Now, Paul sums up our entire Christian life from redemption or being saved from sin to sanctification. So redemption is being saved from sin, and sanctification is the act or power of being freed from sin. So this is what he's saying when he says, but we are all with open face, like looking in a mirror, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, or from redemption to sanctification, are being transfigured into that same image as we live in with Christ. We're doing his will. We're walking in righteousness. We're following God through the Holy Spirit. So we are being transfigured into the same image of God because we are following him and being obedient to his will. And it says, by the Spirit of the Lord, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, that was an interesting scripture because I've seen that over and over, and I've never really delved off into it until a little while back. I wanted to know what this meant. And tonight, I wanted to bring it to you so that you would understand what it meant from glory to glory. That means from your first time being saved, redemption, okay, to sanctification. Okay, that means you've been saved for a while. It's the act of power of being freed from sin. And as you live with Christ, then you understand what your sanctification is all about. Amen. Now, this a word I heard, two words. This is the next one. Because it was kind of confusing when I first read it some time ago. But I'm trying to bring some reality checks to you so that you will understand what some of this stuff is about. Now, this one is a little bit deeper. This one says, apostasy Christendom. Apostasy Christendom. Let me spell it for you. Apostasy is APOSTACY. And Christendom is CHRIST. ENDOM. Now, apostasy means falling away. One who has turned their backs on Christ and the gospel. So that's what apostasy means. Christendom is talking about the world of Christ, okay? That's what it's talking about. So you're saying apostasy, Christendom means falling away, or one who has turned his back on Christ and the gospel. Now, this is different from a backslider. Well, now, why would you say that? Because a backslider is a believer who falls into sin and is out of fellowship with God. Now, an apostate was never a true believer. That's the difference. Okay? He was faking and shaking. So let me give you some examples of apostate living. Now let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Come on, Bible scholars. Let's go. Now let's see what apostate living is about. An apostate, it says, verse 1 says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, just like they are now, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty. Haughty means arrogant, arrogantly superior. They think that they're, more superior than you. And disdain means that they have no respect for you or the other person. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, the Bible tells you, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women and men who are loaded down with sins and led away by various lusts. Now, let me stop right there and tell you that lust is not only about sex. Lust can be for a car. Lust can be for a house. Lust can be for some drink. Lust can be for a lot of things. Whatever you're lusting for, or whatever you're really trying to get, and you'll do anything to get it, it's called lust. Now, verse 7 says, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. So I read these things to you because I want you to understand what an apostate is. He don't really know God. He might be hanging around the church, or she might be hanging around the church. Some women come to church to find a husband. Some men come to church to find a wife. And they're not really interested in the Bible or in the gospel. So, there are many things that we could be looking for in a church. You know that if somebody wear the same dress to the club as they wear to the church, why do they dress up like that going to church? I mean, to the club. They go to club dressed like that so they can catch. Same thing with a man. He going there to catch him or trying to catch a woman. And then they come to church dressed the same way. So what do you think they're trying to do? They're trying to catch. They ain't really there to praise God. So I'm just telling you, you got to be aware of what's going on. Amen. Let me take care of that. Okay.
Okay, I got you.
So we've got to hold on to what we're doing. If you're serving God, hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on to what you're doing. Don't just go to church just to go to church. Don't go to church because grandmama did it all. Grandpapa did it, or your uncle did, or your mama took you to church every Sunday, so that's your habit. You just get up and you go to church. That is not why you're there. Now, you talking an apostate? When you go to church for reasons other than the gospel, learning about God, trying to better yourself and be a better person for your salvation, okay, for your life, then you're not there for the right reasons. If you're there for the singing, if you're there for the shouting and all the stuff that goes on at the church, you're there for the wrong reasons. That's what an apostate does. So I want you to know you have to be there for the right reasons. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:6. And we'll talk about why we there at church or why we supposed to be there at church. Because a lot of people got all types of reasons why they go to church. Some people are bored. Some people want to get out of the house. They go to the church because they got some friends there. So I go there and be with my friends. Okay? Rather than go out tonight, I'm just go to the church and be with my buddies or my friends or whatever. So listen, 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And this is one of the most important things about that scripture. Verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So a lot of you are burdened. You got stuff that you carrying around with you that's causing anxiety, depression. It's causing you not to sleep at night. It's causing you to have problems. It causes problems in your relationships. It causes problems in your own life when you by yourself. So you just gotta know that you need to unburden yourself. That's what it means by humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Okay? Give these things to him. Let it go. Get it off your back. It says, so that he may exalt you in due time. How can he exalt you and you got all kind of problems? You can't really see straight, okay? And I'm not talking about with your eyes. I'm not talking about you cross-eyed. I'm talking about that you got so much going on that you ain't really paying attention to what's going on around you from thinking about it. Even when you're driving down the road, your mind is all over the place, putting your own life in danger because you got all this stuff you carrying. You won't forgive anybody. You won't let go. You keep it all on your shoulders or on your back, and it's heavy. You can't even go to sleep at night from thinking about it. Your mind go to twirling around. You wake up tired. You make a lot of mistakes because you're trying to carry all this. Verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. So I'm telling you, give them to God. Let it go. Get this stuff off of you, and you got to forgive. The Bible tells you that if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you. So you got to forgive and let some of these people go. That don't mean you got to hang out with them. That's up to you. But forgive them, even if you do it from a distance. Forgive them. Let it go. Go forward with your life. Stop looking in the rearview mirror of your life because you keep looking back and you're not going to forgive them. So you can't go forward because you're still looking back. And you definitely going to shipwreck if you keep looking back while driving or walking. Wherever you're going, you have to have your focus on what you're doing and where you're going. Forgive some of these people. You don't have to be close up to them. You don't have to go out with them. You have to go to lunch with them. Just, you know, do it under your breath. I forgive them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, and move on with your life. And if you keep bubbling up, you keep forgiving them till you finally get it done. But you got to get it done because you are burdened with all these heavy things that you're carrying each and every day. You've got to let it go. Amen. Now, while he's after you, or while you have all these burdens, go to 1 Peter again. We're gonna go to 1 Peter. We were in 5 and 7. Let's go to verse 8 and listen to what it says. Pay close attention, because this is what your salvation is about, being free. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, he is not about righteousness. Although he may come at you that way and, get you to put your guards down, that's not his MO. His MO is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we're talking about your peace, your life, and everything that you're about. That's what he came to destroy, it because he see you trying to serve the living God. And he does not want that. Okay? So I'm telling you, for your own good, stay with God. Get these burdens off of you. Walk free of these things. Even if you don't talk to the person another day in your life, or you don't socialize with them, or you don't, they're not your friend anymore, whatever. Forgive them and move forward. It says, be sober. It's talking about be sober-minded. Be vigilant. It's telling you, be on guard. Because your adversary, the devil, and the devil is not something that shall come to you and like some monster or some creature that they, created on TV, a devil with horns and red with a pitchfork and a long tail. The devil comes in many forms. It comes in the form of problems, situation, circumstances, and people. He can use people. They're not gonna have horns on their head and a pitchfork. They're gonna have clothes on just like you, and he'll be smiling in your face. Okay, verse 9 says, whom resists steadfast in the faith. So you resist that other stuff, okay? And you keep your faith. Stay in your faith. Don't let nothing get in the way of your faith. Remember, we talked about faith to faith tonight. Amen? What did we say faith to faith was? Faith to faith, what did we say it was? I didn't hear anybody. It says from start to finish by faith. That's faith to faith. From start to finish by faith. Remember that. So you got to understand. What do we say? Glory to glory. We'll go over that. We're coming back to that. Let me go on. Now, we says, be sober. Minded, be vigilant, be on guard, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And in the word devour, he's not talking about chew you up, but he's talking about swallow. Everything you're about, he's going to swallow it and give you a new personality, a new mind, a new way to see things, a new way to, to analyze things. And it's not good. And verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren in the world. Now, are you in the world, or are you one of God's children? Okay? Just remember these things. You don't want the same afflictions as everybody in the world having. You're a child of the Most High God. So you want to be raised up. You want to walk by that standard that God gave you. That's a standard. The Word of God is a standard. Stay with it. It's far above all principality, all power, all might, and all dominion, and every name that is named in this world and that which is to come. That's what I mean. Now, let's go down to 1 Peter 1. Go down to 1. We were in verse 5. I mean, chapter 5. Go down to chapter 1 in 1 Peter. And we're trying to bring this to where you have a good understanding of what you're supposed to do as believers. So this Bible study is really geared towards you staying out of the weeds, okay? So that you stay firm and you continue to be far above all principality, all power, all might. Amen. First Peter 1:13. And it says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace. Keep your eye on this now. This is not easy. So you're saying, and hope for the grace, for the end of grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, who is a gift of God given to men on the earth. You've got to hear this, and you got to get a better understanding for it. Let me read this one more time. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober minded, is what he's talking about, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when is the revelation of Jesus Christ? The revelation is the gift of God given to men here on the earth. So when God comes to you, or when God brings a revelation to you, you understand what he's doing. He's bringing the revelation of Christ to you, your answers in life, okay? And it doesn't have to be the end. A lot of people think, oh, that's the end. I'm dying. No. When you get his answers in life, that's Christ's revelation. That's why when he left here, he gave you the Holy Spirit to be your guide, to lead you, to teach you, to give you what you need to stay with him. And you need to stay with him wherever you go and whatever you do. Now, this is important, because we got a lot of different choices that come at us. And you know you have to pick the right one. Because God is bringing things to you, trying to show you the right way so that you can stay on that plateau that you at, so you can stay high up in the air, far above all principalities, all power, all might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. He's giving you that each and every day. But the devil is trying to distract you and bring you down to where you be in a world where he is. If you go back to the fourth chapter of Matthew, when he tried to tempt Jesus and give him all the kingdoms of the world if he would fall down and worship him, what did he tell him? Get behind me, Satan. And you need to tell him the same thing. Get behind me, Satan. Because he cannot see what God can see. He cannot give you what God can give you. He cannot walk you where God is taking you. Stay with him wherever you go and whatever you do. Sometimes it's not exciting. It's not quick. Okay? It may not be fun because a lot of times we get ourselves into all kind of trouble and situations, and we pray to God and we expect for God to just wipe it away clean. But God don't work like that. It may take several steps to get you what you got yourself in. It may take several steps to get you out of it. But you got to follow him, stay with him, be obedient to him. Just don't turn around and say, "Oh, I'm tired of this. I ain't gonna do it." And go out and do what's in the world. Or do what some of the other people did, or do what grandmama did, or this or that. You're in a new age and you're in the last days in time. And I mean people leaving here quick, early, and soon. You see these youngsters dying off quick. You hear these other people leaving. You got to stay with him. This is not a game. This is your life. Stay obedient to the word of God. Lift yourself up and stay there. And you know, I pray all the day long before I do something, I'm asking him, "Father, in the name of Jesus, what do you want me to do?" And be quiet and listen. And he's not gonna sound like James Earl Jones. Oh, la, 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 la. He sounds like you talking to you. Amen.
Amen.
That's what it sounds like. It don't sound like some, audible voice and somebody talking out to, way up in the sky with a deep, deep voice. That's not God. God sounds like you on the inside of you, giving you wisdom and instructions on how to stay, how to do what you need to do. And sometimes we've gotten ourselves in such a pickle that it's going to take, ooh, three, four steps to get us out. We listen to people in the world. We don't pray all day. We wait till we get in trouble. Then we want to pray. That's not the will of God. That's one of God's children prays all day long because they want to be with God. They don't want to play with God. They don't want to miss God. They know that when they with God, they are protected, covered in the blood of the Lamb, and that God has them on a high place. He's blessed them. So I'm telling you, the Bible say, pray without ceasing. That means you do not cease to pray about all things. I know some things you know how to do. That's fine. I know some things that God told you to do this time, he may change it up this time because you can't see down the pathway. You can't see
Hello.
it. Amen. Yeah. You can't see down the road. You got to stay with God because he may tell you to do something different. But you think it looks like the same situation and the same results, so I'm just going to do the same. And there you may step in the wrong place. Get yourself in a pickle, and then you'll be crying for God again. What did I do, Lord? Did I do something wrong? Oh, Lord, you're not there for me. You know how people say, "You're not there for me no more, Lord." But this is not the way God operates. You have to stay in touch with God. I'm just telling you now that as we go through life, we may be going down through the rabbit hole, but God has to lead you through that so that you don't end up going in the wrong direction. Do you know how many people go in the wrong direction? They turn around and get so far, then they take it in their own hands. Oh, this looked like something somebody else went through. And this is what he did. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Well, go ahead. That's how you miss him. Stay with him. He's not a man. He's not a child. He's a God. He's the creator of all things in heaven and in the earth. And if he wanted to be here in the earth with us, he would have had to let the devil in. Okay? But he let man have dominion on the earth. So anything that happens on the earth, man has to let it in. So you wonder how the devil got in? He messing with you every day, all day, because that's how he get in. He give you suggestions. He try to sound like God. He try to do things like God so that you will be convinced that it's God and you let him in. You follow what he's telling you to do. That's how you let him in. But if you're praying all the day long to God and following God, then you will be able to do what God is doing. You'll be able to see the results that God says you will see. Stay with him wherever you go and whatever you do. Don't be misled. Don't be trying to move too fast. Take your time. There's a lot of things going on right now, and a lot of them are not good. They're horrible. They got so many things that have been released right now, you have no idea what's going to happen. So I got another scripture for you. It's in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. When you get there, say amen. Let me know you're here. First John chapter 2, verse 16. Okay, nobody's got it? Nobody said amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. This is what it says. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Okay. It's telling you what's in the world. It's all around us. But God gave you a word to follow, He gave you a reason to follow it. And He put Christ here to give you an example of what it's about. How to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Because this is about the flesh. It tells you the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So if you understand this, this is really self-explanatory. It's telling you, don't follow the lust of the flesh. Everything to look good is not good. Everything to make you feel like, oh, that's her or that's him. Okay? I'm just telling you, watch yourself. Some of these people have on an act. I mean, they like world-class actors and actresses. They can fool you. Okay? And somebody wants to get back at you, they can fool you too. Somebody don't like you, they can fool you too. Somebody don't know God just wants somebody to be with them when they do evil. They can fool you too. So all I'm telling you is that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, what are you seeing? Can you see yourself doing this? Can you see yourself being a part of this? Can you see yourself? Truly, and the pride of life. Some people doing stuff and they got, when you say, you hear somebody say, he got too much pride. He talk about people, he doing this or he doing that, and he don't care. Eventually, he gonna shipwreck or he gonna run into something that's not gonna be easy for him to push around or walk away from. But it's telling you is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17 says, and the world passeth away and the lusts thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, the Father, abideth forever. And I don't have to tell you what that means because, see, if you got eternal life, When you leave here, your life is not over. But what you did is you left an everlasting pathway for others to follow. And God is blessing you because you led others down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And God blesses that. God loves that. And he loves a giver, a cheerful giver, that you out there helping others. Come on now. I hear you out there. God is good, but he's good through you. That's why you're here and he's not, because you are his representative. Okay? When you accept God, you become flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. That's what you become. And you are to carry out his will here on the earth. You ought to represent him and be blessed in every step of the way. Give him the praise, give him the love, and give him his glory when you do things or you accomplish things or things go through for you. Give him the glory. Don't turn around and beat your chest and say, oh, I did this, I did that, that's that. Hey, you know the power of God is here. You can't see it, but it's there on your behalf, doing things for you, loving you, caring for you, protecting you. Know that God is with you each and every step of the way, protecting your family when you're not there, covering your house in the blood of the Lamb. And if you're with him, he is ordering your steps. Blessing you. People say, well, how did you know to do that? And you can't tell them you got the mind of Christ, but you know it. And you just smile on the inside because you know who led you down that pathway. And as soon as you can, you give him the glory. And sometimes you give it to him right before that person you're talking to. I give the glory to God. Amen. That's who led me. Because you got to understand, ain't but two spirits on this earth. There was two trees in the garden. Remember that. Yeah, we have our own self-will, but you got to understand, it follows one of the patterns in the garden. Either it's going to be the tree of life or the tree of good and evil. And the tree of good and evil has both of them, good and evil. So if you don't know any better, you think you're doing it right. But if you want a God's children, you know right from wrong. So stay with him. Keep praying. Stay prayed up all the day long. Don't walk away from God. Don't think you can handle it all by yourself, because there's some things down here that's hidden that you cannot see. Just like we got through talking about seducing spirits. Okay, how they touch you in the middle of the night when you are unguarded, when you're trying to rest, and they come up in your mind and touch on your body, men and women. So I'm just trying to tell you, stay with God, stay with his unchanging hand. Don't be led. And remember what he said, the world passeth away and the lusts thereof. Everything having to do with the world, that's the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. That's my lesson tonight. Now, if anybody wants a copy of it, send me an email. I'll send you a copy. And be blessed.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
if you're gonna give tonight, I guess I can find that and play that for you so that you can see. But before I do that, I found a prayer and I need to read this prayer to you. And I think it's so important that we pray every day, all day. Now, this prayer is a deliverance from Satan and his demonic forces. And this is what it says. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come boldly to you or to your throne of grace and present your people before you. I stand in the gap and intercede on behalf of your people tonight, Lord, knowing that the Holy Spirit within me takes hold together with me against the evils that would attempt to hold your children in bondage. I unwrap your children from the bonds of the wicked, and my prayers, and with my prayers, I take my shield. What is it? Hello? I unwrapped your children from the bonds of wickedness, and with my prayers, and take my shield of faith and quench the fiery darts of the adversary that will come against your children. Father, you say that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You say for me to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. So I speak to you, Satan, and to the principles or principalities, the power and the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, and the demonic spirits that are assigned to your children. I take authority over you and bind you away from God's children in the mighty name of Jesus. You loose God's children and let them go free in the name of Jesus. I demand that you desist in your maneuvers now, Satan. You are a spoiled and defeated foe. Ministering spirits, go forth of God. You go forth in the name of Jesus and provide the necessary help to and assist your children. Father, I have laid hold of your children's salvation and their confession of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I speak of things that are not as though they were, for I chose to look at the unseen, the eternal things of God. I say that Satan shall not get an advantage over your children, Lord, for I am not ignorant of Satan's devices. I resist Satan, and he has run in terror from your children in the name of Jesus. I give Satan no place in your children's life. I plead the blood of the Lamb over your children, for Satan and his cohorts are overcome by the blood and your word. I thank you, Father, that I tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy in Jesus' name and on behalf of your children. Your children are delivered from this present evil world and are delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your dear son. These and other blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name. And we pray today, amen, and amen one more time. Thank you, Father. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. We give glory and honor and thanks to him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb of God forever. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we worship you. Amen. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. We give glory and honor and thanks to him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb of God forever. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we worship you. Amen. One more time. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. We give glory, honor, and thanks to him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb of God forever. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we worship you. Amen. Amen to the Father. Amen to the Son. Amen to the Holy Spirit of promise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. I hope y'all enjoyed that lesson. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Stay with him. Don't lose sight of him. Stay with him each and every day. There's a lot of things out here. There's a lot of things going on, and we need to be aware of that. But we also need to be aware of the word of God and stay with him. Don't let go. Don't close your eyes. Don't walk away. Keep him with you each and every step of the way. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody got any questions? Any comments?
Good message.
Amen. I would hope that you all would you know, enjoy that message and let God lead you because he's with you. Don't give up. I know a lot of you are going through things. Don't give up. Yeah, you're making mistakes too, but such is life. We all make mistakes. Brush it off. Get back up and keep going. That's what I said. Keep going. Fight with your prayers. You fight with the word of God. Keep going. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fall. You're going to do a lot of things. Get back up, believer. You're one of God's children. God don't have weak children. He got strong children. They strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I thank you for your time today. Young man, you're going to come with a prayer?
Father, we ask forgiveness. We repent of our sins. We thank you for your love, your grace, your hope, and your mercy. We thank you for leading us, guiding us, blessing us, directing us, covering us, keeping us, ordering our steps, and opening our doors. We ask that you rebuke the devourer, cancel the assignments of the enemy. Give us peace in the valley, that you anoint us in the name of the Father, the Son, and your Holy Spirit. That you send us out to be fishers of men. That we help to cover up multitudes of sins and bring others unto your kingdom. We thank you for this message from the elder that it grows root in us and that it grows fruit for the kingdom, Father. We thank you and we praise you. We pray these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, we're going to exit right here. May God bless and keep you. And stay with God. I know a lot of you are going through some things. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep fighting. You're going to make some mistakes. You're not perfect. You're flesh and blood. But don't let it knock you out. Don't let him talk you into not praying. No matter what kind of mistakes you made, still get down and pray. That's all I can tell you tonight. I want you to go forth and remember, you know, we're a good church. We learn a lot. You got to apply it. Amen.
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 All right. Here's our ending. If you want to give, it's going to be on here. What is this?
This joy that I have, give it, give it the world, hey, take it away, take it away, take it away.
Thank you.